friends, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Peter King. The Trump administration and Pope Francis have had many public disagreements, but the president has ordered all flags on federal buildings to fly at half staff in his memory.
He was a good man, worked hard. He loved the world, and it's an honor to do that.
Francis is being remembered as a generous man of heart and spirit. CBS News consultant Monsignor Anthony Figueroa.
Even in death, he said, we can continue to love, we can continue to give of ourselves. And that, I really believe, is what Francis wants us to do.
The Vatican announced the Pope's death early this morning, weeks after he was hospitalized for 38 days with double pneumonia, and just a day after his last appearance in public at St. Peter's Square. Just last year, CBS News correspondent Nora O'Donnell had a wide-ranging interview with the Pope. He's heard here through an interpreter.
When you look at the world, what gives you hope?
Hold on. Everything. You see tragedies, but you also see so many beautiful things. You see heroic mothers, heroic men, men who have hopes and dreams, women who look to the future. That gives me a lot of hope.
With the Pope's death comes speculation about who his successor should and will be. A conclave to elect a new Pope is probably 3 weeks or so away. Monsignor Kevin Irwin is a New York priest and former dean at Catholic University School of Theology and Religious Studies.
When he was hospitalized, the cardinals began to think, who's going to be next? Before the conclave, there are several days of meetings of the cardinals when they give speeches, and that's kind of the beginning of real discussion about who it should be.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is downplaying reports that he included his wife and brother on a secret chat about U.S. attacks on Yemen using the Signal app. Instead, he blames the media for reporting it.
We're changing the Defense Department, putting the Pentagon back in the hands of warfighters, and anonymous smears from disgruntled former employees on old news doesn't matter.
The president says he still stands behind Hegseth. His marathon day in Boston, the men's division has a winner as seen and heard on ESPN.
John Greer is the man who is going to meet the moment in Boston. Champion of the 129th Boston Marathon.
Greer is from Kenya and joins his brother Wesley as a Boston Marathon winner. They say investing is a marathon too, but it's become too much for some investors to bear right now. The Dow is down nearly 1,100 points. The NASDAQ has lost 509. This is CBS News.
Steel walk behind, zero turn, and stand-on mowers are built to get the job done. Shop online or at your local Steel dealer. Steel, let's go mow.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. A police chase in Racine Saturday night ended when a fleeing driver ran a stop sign and crashed, critically injuring a 72-year-old man. He was flown to freighter in Milwaukee. The 36-year-old suspect driver was arrested and is in custody. In a separate incident early yesterday, another fleeing driver was tased and arrested near Saxony. Abbott Labs, already employing many Kenosha County residents, plans to hire 200 more workers in Illinois as part of a $500 million expansion. New facilities at Abbott Park are set to open this year to boost domestic production. The Racine Zoo won a contest run by the Baird Center in Milwaukee, allowing them to host a major fundraising gala at no cost. The event, planned for next year, will help raise money for a new veterinary center and educational facility. And Main Street in Racine will be closed between Gould and Augusta for major road construction. Detours will be posted. The city aims to reopen the road for summer events. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Brewers beat the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the A's 14-1 to take the series 2-1. 23-year-old right-hander Logan Henderson, making his major league debut on the mound, gave up only 3 hits, 1 run. He struck out 9 over 6 innings.
I don't know if I can sum it up yet. I mean, I'm just super thankful, man. It's accumulation of a lot of hard work and a lot of people that have believed in me. And just got to thank all my family, friends, and everybody who's helped me get to this position.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Oh, he was great, you know. You guys saw it, 6 innings, and yeah, that's the best I've ever seen him throw. I never have watched the success he's had, so it's great to see.
The Brewers on the road tonight in San Francisco. NBA, the Bucks reviewing what went wrong in that 117-98 loss to the Pacers Saturday. Game 2 of the series tomorrow night in Indianapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Still battling a breezy wind today, gusting up to 40 miles per hour under mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures still mild, scraping the mid-50s. We'll see spots of sunshine before the sun sets, and a chance of some light rain tomorrow afternoon, with plenty of sunshine building in for Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Thanks, Sean. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story coming up in about 30 seconds. Sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com. Or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Golf Avenue, Racine.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
The rest of the story. You only thought you knew Princess Caroline. Maybe not. Not even tabloid headlines could denigrate spoiled royalty to the extent that she was to disgrace herself. As a teenager, she kept royal chaperones constantly occupied, for she was likely to engage in suggestive conversation with young men under any circumstances, private or public. A cheap doll, one writer called her. Her wedding was a joke. The groom had to get falling down drunk to endure it. And it in no way interfered with Caroline's pursuit of her own personal pleasure. Every once in a while, she would travel incognito, presumably to conceal indecent behavior. And yet eventually, she seems to have decided that the world needed shocking. She threw one wild party after another. She delighted in pretending to be pregnant, and nobody could be certain if or when it was an act. She consorted with a legion of gigolos, the most notorious among them, one Bartolomeo Pergami. Her widely publicized travels abroad created a succession of scandals. In Rome, she flirted with the Pope. She flirted with the Pope. In Baden, she wore half a pumpkin on her head, explaining to the curious that it was cool. She rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. And attending major society affairs in Geneva, in Athens, in Naples, Princess Caroline went topless. And despite perhaps partly because of all you've just heard and more, she was a popular heroine, utterly, unabashedly beloved by the people of her country 200 years ago. In the waning 18th century, England's Prince of Wales was the victim of an ill-arranged marriage to the daughter of the Duke and Duchess of Brunswick, a rebellious, mercurial creature named Caroline. A great deal of the prince's time was thereafter devoted to seeking a divorce. And although not for that purpose, the princess provided more than sufficient grounds for divorce. And when the prince at last succeeded to the throne, becoming George IV, that's right, King George IV, Caroline's misconduct became an issue before the Parliament. Never before nor since was there such a thorough and public disclosure of British royal mischief, and that's the nicest word I know for some of the things she did. And still, after a long procession of international witnesses and an avalanche of condemning testimony, Parliament refused to act in the matter. But fate would do so on their behalf. Not even a month after the coronation of her husband, King George, the coronation at which she was to have received her own queen's crown, the coronation to which she was denied access by the king himself. Less than 1 month afterward, nobody is sure from what she fell ill and died. But certainly not before Caroline had secured for herself a most unique place in Britain's history. Not only was she the only Queen of England upon whose sex life Parliament ever voted, but more than that, Caroline was the only monarch ever prohibited from attending her own coronation. Now you know the rest of the story.
Wow, Paul Harvey dishing the dirt on Princess Caroline. It's Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, twice daily on WRJN, every Monday through Friday at 7:25 with Don Rosen, and again at 12:05, kicking off the afternoon here on WRJN.
To the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
He right across.
It's WRJN and the Brew Crew playing tonight. West Coast game starts at 8:10 against the Giants. And it's sponsored by the Lanes on 20, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, Ferraro's Pizza, Easy Mobility Solutions, Main Street Bakery, and Lee's Deli. It's the Brew Crew on WRJN tonight 8:10 for the pregame on WRJN.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20% off on dozens of select items throughout their incredible store. All gummies, disposables, and carts, 20% off. 15 different brands of your favorite vape disposables, 20% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobacco, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe. At the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Spring is right around the corner, and after a long winter, it's time to shake off the salt and bring back that showroom shine. At Professional Detail, they specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't drive into spring in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine, open at 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
WRJN is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights starting May 3rd, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
Baby, let me be your love and teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be,
oh, teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. I just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be,
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be,
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be,
your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be, your teddy bear.
Rescue me or take me in your arms. Rescue.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN, keeping you up to speed on everything that's going on out there. And there's a lot of everything going on out there all the time. Here's Stuart J. Waddles with this update in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine police say a 72-year-old man is fighting for his life after a Saturday night chase ended in a crash at Victory and Lathrop. Flight for Life was called with the victim flown to Milwaukee. The suspect, a 36-year-old man, was taken into custody with formal charges not yet filed. In another Racine police chase early yesterday, officers tased a driver who fled and later stopped near Saxony. Protesters gathered on overpasses over the weekend. It was part of what's called a national Stop the Cuts campaign, targeting the Trump administration's reduction in federal funding. There were several vehicle-based events, including a demonstration on Wisconsin Avenue above 43 in Milwaukee. Similar protests were held across the area, including in Union Grove, Muskego, and Oconomowoc. The Racine Zoo has won a contest which will allow them to raise some big dollars. The Baird Center in Milwaukee ran a contest for area groups looking to hold a fundraiser in their fancy gala space. A statement says the Racine Zoo beat out over 120 applicants and will hold a Milwaukee fundraising event next year at no expense. Zoo officials say they'll be raising money for a new veterinary center and educational facility. Racine drivers should prepare for a two-month shutdown on Main Street. It'll be closed between Gould and Augusta as major road construction kicks off. The city aims to have the road back open for summer events like the Lighthouse Run and the 4th of July Parade. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Still battling a breezy wind today, gusting up to 40 miles per hour under mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures still mild, scraping the mid-50s. We'll see spots of sunshine before the sun sets, and a chance of some light rain tomorrow afternoon, with plenty of sunshine building in for Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget you gotta hear. 1:45.
6 hours of school, I had enough of the day. I hit the radio dial and turned it up all the way. I got a deal.
Hits, WRJN. Foundations. I love that song, Build Me a Buttercup, but... bothers me a little that they call their girlfriend Buttercup. You know, it's just, it doesn't work for me.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special on my mind. Last night I met a new girl in the neighborhood. Whoa, yeah. Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
She's the kind of girl. She held my hand.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm sure Bob Seger would prefer that I talk about the song and not about the fact that that's the song that Tom Cruise danced in his underwear in. But since I don't know Bob Seger, I'm just making an assumption. Changing the subject, said Dan, the Aging Well Senior Resource Fair is scheduled for roughly 3 weeks from now, next month. 50 vendors that will help you connect with caregivers and offer you tools to support healthy, independent living. It's Thursday, May 16th at the Fountain Banquet Hall in Sturtevant. And if you want some more information on this, go to RacineCountyEye.com.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their Mimosa Kringle. O&H's signature orange filling makes it deliciously refreshing. But that's not all. O&H has taken an extra step and made it even better with champagne-flavored icing topped with white chocolate pearls. Be sure to stop in and pick up one this week. And while there, grab a loaf of O&H's Oven Fresh Country French Bread. It's just $4.75 a loaf all this week. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
So, you want to buy a house. You could go online, do your research, find the dream listing, go see it, and get catfished. Back to the drawing board. More scheduling, more viewings, more, this doesn't even look like the photos. You could finally find one that does match the photos. Then comes the offer. Stress rush? Yep, make that three. And here's the paperwork. Yep, never-ending paperwork. It's a lot. But you don't have to do it alone. Because there's an agent who's a realtor here to guide and help protect you as you find the home that's right for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. Right by you.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Wisconsin's volunteers are transforming our communities every day through their acts of service. Wondering how you can give back? Find the perfect volunteer opportunities at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center. On volunteerwisconsin.org, you can filter opportunities by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more to find your best fit. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. No harm, and I feel
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Nice day for sitting on the dock of the bay, don't you think? The song, not actually doing it.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
How can you tell me how much you miss me? When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. Nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing
found you. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. Can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
Take time.